Okay, we're back. You're listening to Cross the Border, and we're going to continue here in going through the scripture. And we're in 89, Psalm 89, verse 29. We're talking about the Messiah. Verse 28. My mercy will I keep for him forevermore, and my covenant shall stand fast with him. His seed, and that's what we're talking about, the seed of the Messiah, also will I make to endure forever, and his throne as the days of heaven. If his children forsake my law, and walk not my judgments, but if they break my statutes, and keep not my commandments, then I will visit their transgressions with the rod, and their iniquity with stripes. Nevertheless, my loving kindness will I not utterly take from him, nor suffer my faithfulness to fail. Are you ready for stripes? Are you ready for the rod? You know, I am so glad I have to join David there, because when I began my walk with our Creator back when I was so ignorant and knew absolutely nothing, well, I needed the rod and I needed stripes, and I'm glad that he was faithful with me to bring me to this point. And many of you, there are some, I have some good friends that grew up in a godly household, and they learned the word of God from a young age, and they were tutored in it, and they grew up to keep his commandments. So they're spared many stripes, and they're spared that rod, at least to a degree. We all get it if we are loved of him, as the scripture says, that if we, as fathers, if we withhold the rod, that we hate our child. And in the context here, he is speaking of those that are his seed. He said, if his children forsake my law and walk not in my judgments. And, you know, that applies today. We need to learn his law. We need to learn his judgments, and we need to learn to walk in them. If they break my statutes and keep not my commandments. Yahshua said, if you love me, you keep my commandments. And you know, Yahshua was Yahuwah. He was God in the flesh. And he also, to even more explicitly, for those that just want to hold to the New Testament, he says, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, not everyone who says Jesus is Lord, can carry that expression out to the expression that people use today. They say Jesus is Lord, or I just love Jesus, or, you know, I love the Lord. They say all these things. Not everyone who says unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but only those who do the will of my Father who is in heaven. And at the time he said that, well, you know, what was the will of the Father? He gave it. He wrote it explicitly in his statutes and commandments and judgments. We have that. So if we read these words, we can't apply them to us. We can't just say, well, that was for them children of Israel, because then you're asking for the rod. You're asking for stripes, and you're hopefully you'll get them if you're his and ignoring his law and his judgments, because they will bring you to him. So if his children forsake my law, you want to be a child of God? Don't forsake his law. And walk not in my judgments. If they break my statutes and keep not my commandments, then I will visit their transgressions with the rod and their iniquity with stripes. Nevertheless, my loving kindness will I not utterly take from him, nor suffer my faithfulness to fail. And I am so glad. My covenant will I not break, nor alter the thing that has gone out from my lips. Once I have sworn by my holiness that I will not lie unto David. And he kept his word fully, completely to David. If anyone can show me where he hasn't kept his covenant with Israel and his covenant with David, show it to me. He has kept it completely and completely fulfilled every bit of it. His seed shall endure forever. And that's, of course, through the Messiah, his seed shall endure forever. We are the seed of Abraham by faith. We are the seed of the Messiah by faith. His blood is on us. We have his blood. We are now the bloodline of David. because his blood is applied to our account forever, we get to escape death. His seed shall endure forever in his throne as the sun before me. And of course, the throne referring to Yahshua, the Messiah, that seed line that ended with the Messiah, because there is no seed line. What would be the purpose of having a seed line continue? There is no purpose. He fulfilled it. He is the end of it. He is the end, the fulfillment, the completion. There's no further need for genealogies. Paul proclaimed it, and the Messiah proclaimed it when he said, flesh and blood cannot inherit. Worthless. Genealogies are worthless. The proclamation of your Jewishness is worthless. And yes, I would be addressing the whole messianic Jewish movement. The proclamation of your Jewishness is worthless. That's right. Don't look to these men who say, I'm a Jew, and they adopt Jewish names and they start speaking Hebrew words. Every other word is Hebrew, and to impress people, to draw men after, followers after them. There are a lot of false messianics out there. It shall be established forever as the moon, as the faithful witness in heaven, Selah. But thou hast cast off and abhorred. Thou hast been wroth with thine anointed. Thou hast made void the covenant of thy servant. Thou hast profaned his crown by casting it to the ground. Thou hast broken down all his hedges. Thou hast brought his strongholds to ruin. All that pass by the way spoil him. He is a reproach to his neighbors. Thou hast set up the right hand of his adversaries. And there we have the right hand again, for the understanding of what the right hand refers to. Thou hast made all his enemies to rejoice. Thou hast also turned the edge of his sword, and hast not made him to stand in battle. Thou hast made his glory to cease. Thou hast cast his throne down to the ground. The days of his youth thou hast shortened. Thou hast covered him with shame. Selah. How long, Yahuwah, wilt thou hide thyself forever? Shall thy wrath burn like a fire? And of course, this is a reference to the Heavenly Father withholding his favor from Israel, from the kings of Israel, from the judges of Israel, from the disobedience of national Israel. That's what this is a reference to. Remember how short my time is. Wherefore hast thou made all men in vain? What man is he that liveth and shall not see death? Shall he deliver his soul from the hand of the grave? Lord, where are thy former loving kindnesses? Thou swearest unto David in thy truth. Remember, Lord, the reproach of thy servants. I do bear in my bosom the reproach of all the mighty people. Wherewith thine enemies have reproached, Yahuwah, where they have reproached the footsteps of thine anointed. Blessed be Yahuwah forevermore. Amen and amen. Psalm 90 and verse 1. A prayer of Moses, the man of God. Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever thou hadst formed the earth and the world, from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. Thou turnest man to destruction, and sayest, return, ye children of men. For 1,000 years in thy sight are but as yesterday, when it is past, and as a watch in the night. Thou carriest them away as with a flood. They are as asleep in the morning. They are like grass which groweth up. In the morning it flourisheth and groweth up. In the evening it is cut down and withereth. For we are consumed by thine anger, and by thy wrath we are troubled. Thou hast set our iniquities before thee, our secret sins in the light of thy countenance. for all our days are passed away in thy wrath. We spend our years as a tale that is told. The days of our years are 70, and if by reason of strength, they be 80 yet. In their strength labor and sorrow, for it is soon cut off, and we fly away. Whoso knoweth the power of thine anger, even according to thy fear and thy wrath? And, you know, a lot of people use this, the 1,000 years, and they want to carry that over to prophecy and things like that. Well, you know, that would be taking it out of context. I think that's a misuse of scripture to take the proclamation of 1,000 years being as a day or as yesterday as it is here and proclaim several places throughout the scripture. I believe that's a misapplication of scripture and taking it out of context, because the context is not transferable to prophecy. Here, this is an absolute proclamation in context of what it is about the life of man, the life of individual men, and how short it really is and how limited it is. And I believe that's exactly what we should take away from here. For we are consumed by thine anger, and thy wrath we are troubled. And you know, this is applicable to all of us. It is the corruption that shortens our life, the corrupt seed that we are born with, and our own iniquity. We are corrupt from the beginning. We need to accept that. And those of us by faith, you know, because of what we were, because of the corruption of our fathers, because of the sin, we are consumed. It is his anger that ended the life of man, that brought upon us that death sentence. That death sentence says that we shall surely die. That was the proclamation. You shall surely die. That was the death sentence received by Adam and Eve. And that is the death sentence we are all born with. This, because of his anger, if you want to put it in those terms, that is the reason. It is his wrath that our life comes to an end. His wrath and his anger. But he has mercy at the same time. Proclaimed throughout these same psalms that proclaim his anger. We are consumed. He includes himself. He includes all of us. We are consumed by thine anger, and by thy wrath we are troubled. And we all have the trouble in our flesh. We get older and we see more trouble in our flesh. We cannot escape the death sentence in our flesh. But by faith, we are saved. By faith, we know that we will be redeemed. We will be restored to that estate that was lost. We will be restored to an estate that is better than that which is lost, because it'll be an estate which we can never lose, that will never be lost. So it will be better than the first estate. It will be better than the estate of the Messiah, even that estate that he was born with. Because he could have been born, I mean, he could have had children, but they all would have lost the estate that they were born with if they were born with an uncorrupt seed, just as Adam and Eve. So the speculation, that's why it ends. When you speculate, when you carry it out, you see that it's fruitless. The whole Da Vinci Code thing, the whole seed of the Messiah seed line thing, it's all fruitless. It all ends in the same place. We are consumed by thine anger, and by thy wrath we are troubled. Thou hast set our iniquities before thee, our secret sins in the light of thy countenance. For all our days are passed away in thy wrath. We spend our years as a tale that is told. The days of our years are 70, and if by reason of strength be 80 or more, which they can be, yet is their strength labor and sorrow, for it is soon cut off, and we fly away. Yes, let us fly away to the resurrection of the righteous, if we're going to fly away. That is the hope that we have in Messiah, in Yahshua. Who knoweth the power of thine anger? And even according to thy fear, so is thy wrath. So teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. You know, it's those who don't look at death. They don't look at the mortality who don't fear. They don't apply their hearts to wisdom. So teach us to number our days. Yes, let our mortality be forever and ever be before our face, that we may apply our hearts to wisdom. Return, Yahuwah, how long? And let it repent thee concerning thy servants. O satisfy us early with thy mercy, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. And here we see the hope. We see the light. He gives us the bad news, you know, is our mortality. And the bad news is our iniquities are before us and our strength fails. But the good news is that his mercy, oh, satisfy us early with thy mercy, that we may be rejoiced and be glad all our days. Make us glad according to the days that thou hast afflicted us and the years wherein we have seen evil. And we see evil, yes, all around us, especially in our affliction, especially those, you know, I lift up a special prayer for all those that are suffering the affliction of evil right now. You know, those that are in prison cells, those whose families have been torn apart, their children have been stolen. That's affliction. That's evil, and they're suffering it. It will not be so in those days. It will not be so in the resurrection. It will be an irrevocable glory that we will have. It will be a glory that can never be lost. That's what we have to look forward to. Death will be put to death, the last enemy to be conquered, death itself. Let's continue here. Make us glad according to the days wherein thou hast afflicted us and the years wherein we have seen evil. Let thy work appear unto thy servants and thy glory unto their children. What is it if you are saved? If you save your own soul and all of your children die in iniquity and without repentance? It is so important that we teach our children. And those of you that are young, and have young children, man, pull them away. Get them out of the indoctrination of the ungodly pagan public school system. Pull them out immediately and start teaching them at home. You know, the Heavenly Father will reward your obedience. Remember the words of the Messiah. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all the things that you need will be added to you. You may have to do with less. You may lose a few things. So what? What's more important to you? The lives, the souls, the status of your children and your grandchildren and your great-grandchildren forever? You're going to lose their souls for what? For your comfort? For convenience? The convenience of having bank accounts and getting loans? The convenience? What are the souls of your children, your grandchildren, and your great-grandchildren worth? Will you sell their souls for mammon to maintain your standard of living? You know, you really have to ask that question. I think that's what it really comes down to. Most people will not couch it in those terms. But I am. What are their souls worth? That new car, that $30,000-$40,000 automobile, that $200,000-$400,000 home that you're living in and you have to make payments on. So both you and your wife have to work very hard to pay for all those things. Is that what their souls are worth? I mean, not just your children, but your grandchildren and your great-great-grandchildren. Do you care about them? Oh, don't believe the lie of the corporate church. We're all going to leave today. Or Jesus is coming back tomorrow. The end of the world is at hand. I like the futurists. It's always out in the future, but it's really close. It's any day now, but it's never here. How convenient is that? You don't have to change things. You don't have to worry about the mark of the beast now. You don't have to worry about receiving benefits from the beast. You'll take the benefits from the beast. Because it's out in the future, it's never here now, but it's any day, so you don't have to worry about the future, and you don't have to worry about your children and what they're going to learn, because certainly Jesus is going to come, you know, in the next few years. And since you're following the Lord, since you have faith and you said the prayer and all that stuff, you walked down the Romans road and they assured you, you're going to go to heaven when you die. Well, certainly your children are going to come with you. So you don't have to worry about them. And you're not going to have any grandchildren or great-great-grandchildren in the future scheme, in the corporate church scheme of things. So you don't have to worry about that. So you can just go on and make all the compromises and get all the mammon and the things. You could put all those things first before the kingdom of God. Oh, what a tangled web. And now you're stuck in it and you feel like you can't get out of it. And so you'll just put your blinders back on. I'm prying the scales off your eyes. But do you want to see the truth? Do you want the scales to fall off? Then keep listening to Cross the Border and make sure you cross the border into his kingdom. Don't let him lead you up and suffer you not to enter. Make sure you enter his kingdom now, because it's only if you are in his kingdom when your mortality ends that you will be in his kingdom forever. Well, in everything you say and everything you do, bless and His holy name. Hallelujah.